Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Hagen, a nutrition coach, entrepreneur, food freedom expert, and forever a recovering disordered eater. I am here to help you own your enoughness, find your very own food freedom, and achieve your health and wellness goals in a way that gives more than it takes. Each week, I will provide you with insight and inspiration surrounding no-nonsense nutrition, mindset, motivation, body image, confidence, and other wellness wisdom.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. No matter how your heart is craving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
And what an incredible dream come true it has been. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here, and welcome to our celebratory 100th episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. It means so much to me that you are here, that you have come along for this amazing journey, and I know you hear enough from me on a weekly basis. So today's podcast episode, it's not about me. It is about all of the amazing individuals who have allowed me to serve them by coaching them to their big, powerful goals, because I would not be here without them, without you. And so today's episode, it's a tribute to all of the rock stars that have helped to make Nutrition Coaching with Nicole what it is today. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
I knew that if I wanted to experience food freedom and not like gain all that weight back, I knew that it would be a huge help to work with you. And it has. I want to have like that relationship with food so that when I have kids, I'm able to instill that into them and help them like create a positive relationship with food. Eating a lot of food that's like nourishing and helpful for my body, but also feeling the freedom to eat fun food that like bring joy to my life and taste good. And then like not feeling the shame and guilt. There isn't like one magical diet that works for everyone. All our bodies are different and we all need different things based on our goals. And I think that's what's so powerful about the one-on-one nutrition coaching is that we get to work together to help figure out like what is the best for my body and what will help me reach my goals.
You don't get anywhere in life without help. And having that coach in the corner matters more than anything. The success is sweeter when you have someone there cheering you on. Too often we do these things alone, and knowing that you have you there to support you helps all that much more. We are stronger together.
Recognize that in myself, I need someone to keep me accountable. I wasn't happy with where I was. So I was like, hey, who can help me with this? Nicole, you should try it for sure. I'm not only physically like changing, it's also mentally. Like my relationship with food has changed. And I don't even know how to put words for it or how to describe it, because it's priceless. You are the person who single-handedly like calmed my fears. You were like, hey, you know what? If things go this way, this is going to be our plan of attack. Things go this way, you know, there's other things that we can do. And like, this is just one of the best choices I've made.
So I knew that partnering with someone who is so educated and has great tools and resources, I just felt more confident that I could at least start. My pants fit looser and I have lost weight and I do feel more confident in clothes, and I'm so thankful for it. I would 1,000,000% recommend it. It is hard doing it alone, and we need to step back. We need to accept help. Having that support person and someone that also keeps you accountable is so important. I never would have been able to do this by myself. It is literally worth every single penny. I'm so thankful that I jumped in and I did it, because it has already made a huge impact in my life.
Accountability is one of the biggest benefits of this. I've lost weight and I've lost inches. The way I feel about myself, from both the physical aspect, but then the mental aspect of it too. The knowledge I've gained about the foods that I eat or can eat still. My love of Oreos, which I talk about often with you, and still being able to enjoy those and make all of the progress that I have made is a huge reason that I would encourage anybody to try one-on-one coaching. Knowing that it's something that's just for me. Yes, there are benefits that my husband gets to see and my son gets from like all the healthy foods and things we're eating, but this is the one true thing I'm doing just for me. And self-care is very important.
So I may have more energy. I seem more up to do things and more happy. I feel like I've had solid teaching on what actually fuels my body, what I need. I feel confident in the choices that I'm making. To have that one-on-one accountability was really helpful. If I could pay for everybody to do it, I honestly would. I have seen the difference that it's made for me. People around me have been seeing the difference that it's making in me. And I would want that for everybody. I'm really thankful that I said yes, and I definitely would do it all over again.
I was really scared to invest not only my time, but also my money into it because I didn't know if I was going to see results. And now, 9 months later, I'm like, I would absolutely spend the money. And I hope that anyone that thinks that they can't do this hears this and is like, oh my gosh, like if she can do it, then I can do it.
Now that I've kind of figured out what my body needs, it's had such a huge impact on the amount of time and energy that I'm spending. You think of it at first as like a time and financial commitment, but then actually you gain back so much time, joy, and happiness just being able to have a better relationship with food. The return on investment was worth it like day one. It took so much weight off my shoulders because I was just trying to do it all and I didn't have the tools to do it. And now I'm getting that.
I've done Weight Watchers. I've done Biggest Loser. I've done all kinds of whatever came up the road, diet pills. It's like everything else. They run it. You're in it for 30 days, maybe 3 months at the longest. And then all of a sudden, you're off and it's time to treat yourself. It's not sustainable learning good habits as you go and breaking it down into what you really need. Like I have to concentrate more on it. And one-on-one coaching did it. When you have the best person on your side who's picking your brain and challenging you. I actually think, Nicole, you're the best I've ever seen. And it's not because I like you. It's the truth.
Probably down at least 2 sizes. I felt better in my clothes like within 3 to 4 weeks and just had more energy and felt so much better. And my doctor was so excited over my results because every number that he tracks for me improved. I wasn't craving other things because I felt satisfied. And the food prep was huge for me. If I had stuff available to me, that made it so much better. I don't feel like I'm dieting. I've always felt like I needed to diet my whole life. So I was stuck in this weight for like 25 years. And I got past that number, which I hadn't done in 25 years. And I highly recommend it. I recommend it every day to numerous people. I said, I'm working with a nutritionist and I live in New York on Long Island. So people, I said, oh, my nutritionist lives in Pennsylvania. And they're like, how does that work? And I'm like, oh, we do it. It's all like online. And I never would have thought I could ever do it in my life. So anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody could do it.
I wanted to be able to control the hypoglycemia to the point where I can feel good about myself and in the process lose some weight and body fat. I wanted to feel better because I didn't feel good. I wanted to be able to run with my grandchildren and enjoy others' company. And if that meant giving up the things that I enjoyed, I was willing to do that. But I didn't have to. I've made definite changes in the things that I choose that have made me feel much better. But also, I'm not even going to call it cheat. I'm still able to enjoy the things that I like. I feel so much better. I've also had weight loss and I've lost inches and I have more energy. You have equipped me totally with the tools that I need, which makes me feel like I'm in charge of what I eat. So that gives me the power, which I didn't have before. I'm going to turn 60 next year. And I've spent most of my life worrying about food or I should say how much I should not eat. And I would say that if you take the tools and you use them, it becomes routine and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. You just do it and it works. I believe that we need to learn. We need to have you to help us, to encourage us, to give us the things that that will help us for the rest of our lives. You are awesome, and the accountability is 100% what we need to start.
There were many, many points along the way where I was very tempted to fall into old habits of what's the newest shiny thing that I can latch onto, or what's this new exciting thing I might want to try. And you were always there to reflect kind of what was really going on and just make really helpful observations. So you were listening to me, and I knew that you had my back. The person you become along the way is really what it's about. And the fact that I had you there with me along the way helped me actually do it. Because it's easy, I think, to give up on yourself. But when you have someone else there on your team that knows you, that's heard your struggles and your successes, then it's like, okay, you're right. I'm not going to give up on myself. I do want this to last forever. Part of my big, powerful goal was to feel confident in my body, to feel confident that I knew how to sustain that feeling. Instead of looking at what are the steps I can take to change my body into a better version, it became more about how can I embody the mindset of a person that I want. Because feeling confident that I can sustain it isn't just about like, oh, I'm at this number, I'm at this percentage. It's about, I know I'm going to keep doing the things it takes to be my best. When you're able to have someone who can hear your personal story and your struggle, and you're able to be just open and honest, you know, they're just able to help you walk through your journey in a way that's exactly meeting you where you are and allowing it to unfold as it needs to. I think one of the biggest things that can help to minimize is the self-judgment and the comparison. I've watched myself try so many programs, even ones that seem healthy and balanced on the surface. I've watched myself not be able to follow them and make that mean something about myself. I must be a failure. I must not be as good as other people who seem to just like start and finish the program. Here's my before and after photo. When you have that individualized approach, someone who knows how to help you define and measure your own success, like that's everything. And it really helps you become the person who doesn't need all of those things, and it's just a big sense of freedom and peace.
I had tried some other things like Weight Watchers and Noom, and I felt like all of those were kind of a band-aid. But I think so many of those things miss the bigger picture, which is what is your relationship with food? And not let's calculate this or limit that, but like when you truly dive down, like what is the struggle that you have with your relationship with food? I think so many women struggle with the realization that you're worth it, that you're worth the time, that you're worth the effort, that you're worth the financial component of it. That was the biggest thing I struggled with, was worthiness of the time, the investment, all that. And I think so many women can relate to that. So when you start to add up all the little things, and I'm like, okay, that all worked for a season, but there was no longevity with it. Why would I, you know, go try some other quick fix, which is going to be a time investment, a money investment, when I could try this? I had seen other success stories. And then I thought, okay, well, if it does work, then I'm good. You know, I'm good for the rest of my life. It's really the only thing that has worked long term. I kind of found what worked for me, and I think it's been 2 years almost. And so the fact that I'm still relatively where I was and I feel fantastic, I can't recommend it enough, honestly. So many other things are dealing with the symptoms, not the actual issue. And so I think just like anything in life, you know, you can try something and it'll work temporarily, but until you kind of dig into the actual bigger thing, which is your relationship with food, nothing will work. And so I think that's where this is very different, is that it really does explore your relationship with food, which is at the heart of everything.
I didn't like what I saw, and I was trying to pick pictures to get printed that I felt that I looked good in. I had known for a while I wasn't comfortable with my body. I was trying to wear clothing to kind of hide things, and wanting to start a family soon. Like, I really need to work on starting some healthy habits and getting in a good routine. traditionally, when I've started like a nutrition plan with someone at the gym, like they kind of throw everything you're eating out and you are eating like chicken and veggies and it's a lot and you get overwhelmed and then you stop. That's completely different. 1 week you kind of work on one thing, and I think that's been the most helpful thing. I'm not changing everything at once. I'm working on one goal. The changes have just been amazing and it's been totally different than anything else I've ever done. I'm sleeping so much better. I'm not waking up at 3 o'clock and struggling to get back to sleep. Something else that's been very big is my clothing fits better. I'm wearing things that I haven't worn probably since I bought it. I'm comfortable just wearing a blouse and not covering up. And I feel good. I think that's the other big thing. This is something that is going to be the rest of my life. It's completely changed my body. It's a lifestyle now. It's definitely not changing. Make those small, tiny changes with this, like changing one thing at a time and kind of just building on everything. It works. It really, really works. And I would recommend it to anybody. And it's worth everything.
There are diets or ways of eating that just feel so unsustainable to me. And I watch women around me do them and feel so frustrated or feel really good and then really terrible. No one should have to feel that way, which is why I think this, you've come up so much in conversations with people, because I feel like I'm able to confidently say, oh, I actually was able to work with a really amazing nutrition coach who helped me see so much that I just didn't know about the world and about nutrition and about how to fuel myself. And so I think that knowing that it wasn't a gimmick and that it wasn't something that was either just like easy, it was like a snap and it's done, but that it required, you know, showing up for yourself and learning about yourself. I feel like it was really easy for me to talk about it because I felt like it's been so genuinely helpful and it felt so organic and just felt like the relationship with food really did change. And that's, we can really practice what you preach. And so it felt very easy and natural for me to talk to people about it. And I will continue to do that forever and ever till everybody tells me to shut up, because I really do feel like it's the way that you approach food is something that, like, for the rest of my life, I'll go through so many seasons of change, but I'll always have to eat and I'll always have to take care of myself. And I want to know how to do that well. And I do feel confident that I've been able to learn how to do that in a way that's so sustainable and long lasting. And that I can then turn, like, teach to my friends, teach to my kids, something that feels like it's a profound sort of pivot in the way that I approach something as foundational as nutrition and eating.
I'm not as stressed out about food all the time. It's allowed me to slow down and really focus on the food in a good way. And then physically, I am sleeping better. I am more energetic than I was, and I feel like I'm on the right path now, and I feel more positive about it. And I feel more capable of teaching my kids how to be healthy as they get older. There's a confidence level, there's the knowledge. Before it was just, oh, eat within your points, and now it's, okay, this makes me feel good, this doesn't make me feel good, and I can have this treat, but I want to do this first to make sure I really want the treat. And it's very, very sustainable. Like, if you can find the money to do it and, you know, maybe sacrifice, you know, Diet Cokes for a few months to really save up or whatever, like, do it. It's 1,000% worth the investment.
Tried keto. I've tried Weight Watchers. I've tried the Beachbody containers. I've tried, oh God, there's so many. All of the things. South Beach. Like, I'm telling you, I have tried and read them all. Lots of different authors who have written things. All of the things. I would hit a bottom, start a diet, feel good, end up socializing and hanging out with friends, and then hit bottom again eventually. So, and I just wasn't feeling good. And now I know what I can go to that makes me feel good. And it's not hard. It's not like this special recipe with a billion different ingredients. I hate cooking. So it's super simple. And I know what I need to pick to help me fuel myself. So if I go into the, you know, pantry of teenage boys, if I want grab a baggie of Fritos, I can say to myself, all right, I can have this, but I'm probably going to feel like crap after. Is that, what do I have going on? Is that how I want to feel? What is this fulfilling? Like, I have all these questions. It's like Nicole talking to me, little Nicole sitting on my shoulder talking to me, not telling me that it's bad, don't do it, but just kind of going through, how am I going to feel? What's this going to do for me? Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. How I think about food is completely different. It's all mindset for me. Nothing is bad or off limits. I just know that I want to feel good. That's kind of what led me to you. And if it doesn't make me feel, if I know I'm going to feel like crap, then it's easy to turn away and say no. I know what to do to make myself feel better. It's a nice freedom.
It's not sustainable to make food that you have to weigh out and count and decide, oh, is this worth the point? It's really nice to just pour a can of coconut milk into a skillet and know that I can have this shrimp curry with brown rice and vegetables, and that's okay. This was much easier than doing Weight Watchers or MyFitnessPal. I mean, like any of the apps, like you have to do it every single day, which after everything, after work, after children, after husbands, like the last thing you want to do is sit down and write down everything you eat. It's miserable. So this was definitely the easiest. The best thing was that like we did one habit at a time. With other plans, you throw out your entire lifestyle and start from scratch. And that's really difficult to do. I remember when we first started, it was, you just have to eat protein at breakfast, like every day, eat protein at breakfast. And as we slowly built on all of those things, it made adding one more step so much easier. After I give birth, all of those things are still sustainable and still applicable to my daily life. Like I still need to have protein at every meal. I still need to have vegetables. I still need to have a smart carb at every meal. Like all of that is still there, and I have that already built into my daily routine.
So at the time when I sought you out, I had the mindset of just, I needed to lose weight, but I didn't know how because I was thought doing everything correctly. A year and a half later, my mindset's a lot different, but I felt like absolute garbage all day, every day, no matter what I ate, no matter what I did. My body was just rebelling. I would literally moan when I would roll over in bed at night. At the end of the day, when I would have to walk up the steps, I would like stare up the steps like, okay, Lauren, you can do it. But yet I'd go to the gym the next morning and do 150 times four of everything. Every single joint in my body hurt. I would wake up in the middle of the night and my heart would feel like it was like bursting out of my chest because my heart would be racing so quickly. Extreme fatigue. I could barely keep my eyes open. I had absolutely no idea how to listen to my body. I plowed through, like I ignored her for 2 years and just kept doing what I was doing and pounding the pavement and throwing weights and eating broccoli, and like it wasn't working. Just had this kind of mentality that I'm going to trust Nicole. And I said to my sister probably 110 times, trust the process, trust the process, because what I was doing wasn't working. And so I just had faith that you would guide me in the right direction and I'd be able to kind of get back to where I knew that I needed to be and feeling better. Not feeling like I have to do all the things all the time at 100%. Like I think I wrote 100% one time on our weekly form and you were like, don't write 100%. Like it shouldn't, like do something else. So kind of like, you know, having the mentality of it doesn't have to be perfect and to enjoy it a little bit here and there. And like, I had ice cream on like a Thursday this week. Like that's insane for me, but it was okay. I'm not sure I would have been able to do it on my own because I would have just continued to do the same thing. So I think for me, the education was the most valuable thing. There's no way I would have gotten to where I was, you know, without the guidance and the help. And, you know, I've never really thought of myself as needing accountability. Like I will do it. Like tell me, and I've said this before, just tell me what to do and I'll do it, Nicole. But just the knowledge and having someone to bounce it off of and be like, look, I felt like this for the last couple of days and somehow you were able to continue to figure out why. And we tweaked it and we messed with one or two things and then the next week it didn't happen anymore. So I think that was, you know, probably the biggest thing, just kind of having someone there. And the results can happen in the slower way, in the patient way, in the healthy way. Listen to the flags and listen to the way that your body is telling you that enough's enough and you have to move on and find something better.
I initially invested because it was a hard adjustment. Like
eating in the dining hall a lot different from like eating at home. I didn't have like as many options. Even though I was still like working out a lot, like playing lacrosse, I felt like I wasn't making like the right choices like for myself and for my body. And I definitely felt like the freshman 15 like coming, but it's okay. Like we work through it, and like I've already learned so much. I knew that like I was capable of making progress. I just had to like maybe work a little bit harder and like stay more focused on my goals. You don't have to cut any foods out. Like it made it like almost easier to feel more confident in like the foods that I was eating, and like realizing that like I don't always need to eat this like fun food, but like if I want it, I can have it. I definitely feel so much more confident now, and I've seen so much progress I'm so happy with. I feel so much healthier with my nutrition and like the choices that I'm making.
Over the years, I've made a number of what I call heroic efforts to try and get it right, but then I couldn't maintain it. You so confidently spoke about working in small steps to develop a lifestyle that you can maintain over a long period of time. It really is very doable. I'm sleeping better, energy is improved, and I feel better. My clothes are fitting differently. What's amazing to me too is, though we tracked foods for some short periods of time to get a sense of just how much I was consuming or what kind of foods I was consuming, I'm doing this without very little weighing and measuring. And that's huge. It was horrible tracking and weighing and measuring everything. All these eating plans are not sustainable. You cannot live that way. The beauty of this is that we're learning more about nutrition, what works for our bodies. We're given small steps so that we can accomplish something and feel good about it. You give us the accountability. It's been time well spent. I've never seen or heard anything like this, and what I've experienced in the past just never really worked, and it just kind of ingrained more negative feelings about food and the burden of management and making me feel like a failure that I can't get it together and manage my nutrition and appearance better. And so it's I would highly recommend it. It's a worthwhile investment.
It became rewarding to fuel my body with food that made me feel good, because the reaction is I feel good. I'm really proud of the fact that my weight does not define me. It's an observation, and that's about it. Like, you and I have worked on that a lot, and I'm really proud of that, because that's been something that's been with me since, I don't know, I was maybe 12 or 13 years old. My weight was always like such a focused thing for me. To not have that is so freeing and incredible. I think the biggest thing is that I feel freer. I actually feel present for a lot more situations in life and conversations and things that I would have just been so out of before when I wasn't really taking care of my body and my nutrition. Nicole is someone who is really safe to be honest with and like to just be straightforward with, of like, here's what I'm feeling about the food, here's what I did yesterday. Like, it is a place where it really is no judgment. Stick with it. It's going to be an uncomfortable period at first, but you will have the support that you need, and like, get all of the support that you need.
It's a lot of your mind and the accountability that you need, and the smarts from a nutritionist who's going to lead you on the journey that you really want. And if you want it bad enough, you can do it. You just need to say to yourself when you're dieting, can I do this? Can I see myself doing this for the rest of my life? And if you're not willing to put in the time and think you're worth it, you're just going to be dieting for the rest of your life. You're going to be frustrated. You have to get to your happy place. I had to make myself number one. That was the bottom line.
If you don't feel well, then you don't show up well for other people. There's a lot of stigma around doing things for yourself in our society, in general, like kind of like putting yourself first in any way, but you can invest in yourself. It doesn't always have to be, you know, something for everyone else. And you probably will end up doing everybody else a favor by investing in yourself, because then you'll feel better and it will show. I know that I am a better spouse, mother, friend, colleague, and many other things because I'm taking care of myself. Even though it doesn't seem that way, you're like, oh, this is selfish, you know, or something. It's not.
These rock stars and so many others that I could share with you, although we would be here for days, are absolutely incredible. Nutrition Coaching with Nicole wouldn't be here without these amazing individuals who decided to go all in on their big, powerful goals, knowing that they could feel, look, and perform better if they took the time and invested in their health and their relationships with food in a way that will last for a lifetime. And I honestly could not be more grateful for each and every one of the men and women that I get to work with one-on-one. So thank you. Thank you to all of you who have given me the opportunity to coach you, to guide you, to educate you, and for all of you who listen and tune in. Maybe you are thinking about one-on-one coaching. Maybe you just love hearing this no-nonsense nutrition advice spoken into your life each and every week. And regardless of which camp you fall into, thank you. I appreciate you. I love that you are ditching diet culture and learning how to respect, honor, and appreciate your beautiful body and nourish that body in a way that feels fantastic. Thank you to clients who have gone on to graduate. Thank you to current clients who I get to work with on a daily basis. And thank you to all of you who will be future Nutrition Coaching with Nicole clients. My life is equally as changed from our time together. And I want you to know that you are so capable. You are so worthy of the change you want to create in your body, in your health, in your happiness, in your relationship with food, and in your quality of life. And being able to show you and guide you and walk with you every step of the way is truly a dream come true. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health, Wealth, and Wisdom Podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and then head on over to nutritioncoachingwithnicole.com where you can sign up for my weekly emails where I send out my favorite tips, tricks, advice, and support every single Monday morning to help you kick your week off right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.